Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Välkommen tillbaka till Kedja ut, en podcast om discgolf tillsammans med mig, Tommy Bäcke, och Niklas Nyman endast idag. Hur är läget?
Tack, det är bra. Det är ju måndag med allt vad det har inneburit. Man är lite trött och seg och så, men ja, det är vad det är. Vi var ju och kastade disk igår kväll, så det gav lite energi i och för sig.
Gjorde du verkligen det då?
Ja, lite.
Tyckte du gav en insikt hur jävla dålig man är?
Det också, men insikter kan vara bra emellanåt. Så att man går på någon sorts hype.
Nej, det är sant. Det är bara synd att den insikten ska komma så tidigt så att man börjar på botten.
Ja, men då har man å andra sidan lång tid på sig här i Norrland att rätta till.
Ja, det är sant.
Så att vi måste försöka vara lite positiva också.
Nu har det blivit snöstorm igen, så nu är det ju ännu längre till våren vad vi faktiskt kunde hoppas på.
Ja, fast det kan vara positivt att det kommer snö. Den kan äta upp den snö som finns också. Brukar ha det fenomenet. Nog om det. Hur är det med dig?
Det är bra. Jag har inte gjort någonting. Jag har bara tagit det lugnt idag. Jobbat lite grann på förmiddagen, sen har jag faktiskt inte gjort så mycket mer. Bara tagit det lugnt. Mm. Håller på och textar videon med Key. Mm. Som vi gjorde, spelade in Backhand Basics. Mm. Och det är väl det.
Ja, härligt.
Den är på gång för er som undrar. Man vill ha textning.
Mm. Just det. Du, vad händer idag då?
Idag ska vi prata lite TD-ande, eller Tour Director. Mm. Tillsammans med Alex Jackson. Och det här blir första gången som vi kommer prata engelska i den här podden. Så vi får be om ursäkt och ha lite överseende på förhand. För det här kan gå hur som helst.
Men blir det bra så kanske vi går ut internationellt också.
Det är högst verksamt.
Jag sa att om det går bra.
Ja, men det är... Avsnittet kommer säkert kunna bli bra, men min engelska så på uppstuds, den är ju sådär.
Ja, jag tycker att när man liksom, man kan sitta för sig själv och läsa en text och så sen kan jag läsa den högt ibland. Så jag har ändå helt okej engelska kan jag tycka. Men det tar ju som slut där. För så fort man ska prata med någon människa som man måste prata engelska med, då faller ju alltihop.
Precis. Men jag tänker att vi ska bränna av lite Origo-touren, den som spelas i södra Mellansverige. Och så kommer vi att beröra Alex relativt korta discgolfkarriär, men han har satt en del avtryck i alla fall. Men jag tycker att vi ringer upp honom.
Hello.
Hello Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're fine. I'm fine. Are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hello Alex.
Hey, good to be on here.
We are happy to have you on.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Staying healthy and staying fit, getting out, playing the course alone or with either one friend. Just, staying safe.
Perfect. Sounds perfect. I think in this episode we will just touch a little bit of your TDing for the Origo Tour, and then we will talk about your own career as well.
Cool.
But Niklas will usually start with some facts about you.
Yeah.
So here's some quick questions.
Are you ready, Alex?
Yes.
Your full name?
Alexander Warren Jackson.
Age?
31.
Settlement, or where do you live?
I live in Falun, Sweden.
Family?
Yep, I have my family. My mom and dad are in the States. They live in South Carolina. And my sambo, my fiance, and I live in Boysen with our son, who is about a year and a half now. Leo is his name, and Sophia is my soon-to-be wife's name.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your son is adorable.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I know, he's too cute.
One disc for a whole season. What disc would it be?
A2, 300.
I'm so tired of that A2. Best disc golf memory?
Oh, man. Probably winning the Riga Tour in 2019.
Continue.
When Åke Wahlbeck hosted it.
Yeah.
That was real special.
Yeah. Favorite player?
Right now, I mean, I'm loving Ezra Ayerhold. He is such a fun guy, so cool, and I'd probably say Ezra right now.
Yeah. Favorite course?
The Arava, baby.
Yep. Favorite hole?
Oh, favorite hole. I mean, I think it has to be hole 14, right, in Arava?
Yeah.
King at the top of the hill.
That's been spoken of before.
What do you think disc golf could do without? If there's one thing you could take away from disc golf, what would it be?
Man, that's a hard question. Man, I don't really know. What can you take away from disc golf?
Jump putts,
hanging baskets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I don't really know. I like all that stuff. I like high baskets, raised baskets, and
That's because you're a showman, right?
Of course. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a show.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I really like everything about disc golf. Maybe OB, more natural OB, I like.
Yeah. Your dream team, two ladies and two gentlemen.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, we got to go Katrina Allen and probably Paige Pierce. Double. Those are two of my favorite ladies. And I mean, I really like Barsby and Ulibarri.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two are cool.
That's a strong team.
Yeah, I think so.
Last question. If you for one night had a dinner to split a few bottles with any person, living or dead, who would it be?
That's a big question. I don't know. Should I go?
You should go with any person you know. You want?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Probably. I mean, can't beat my dad, right?
It can be your dad.
No, I mean, I can't beat my dad. I'm saying.
Okay.
That's a. I'd love to sit down and have a bottle with him, of course.
Perfect. That's a nice answer.
Yeah, that's the box of facts, as we would say.
Oh, nice.
So, Alex, first question that we have from Shadut is, how long have you played disc golf? And how long have you lived in Sweden?
I've played disc golf. This is my professional disc golfing career started 2017.
Yeah.
And before that I think I had 5 discs, and I didn't know what OB was or Mandos or anything. I was just kind of whipping them at the cages. And I've lived in Sweden for 6 years now.
So when you started your professional disc golf career, that's when you were starting to compete, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
I just wanted to start. I mean, I competed once, I think, in 2017, just to get a rating. And it was 868 rating, which was a pretty happy with my first time out.
I can see that. But have you always been just a competitor, or have you always been like a tournament director too, or is that something new to you?
The tournament directing thing I did with Åke Wahlbeck. He had someone do the fall in Arrigo Tour in 2018, I think, or 2017 even. And yeah, it was 2017. And I helped him like TD the Arrigo Tour. And then the next year I helped him TD, I think, three of the ones in Fallen, the Vika and Osbu and Don Hoon. And then Åke went, took over, like, wanted to do his own thing. So I took over the tour. And then, I started just tournament directing all of them.
Yeah, because Åke is having the Mellansvenska Disc Golf Tournament right now, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I have to thank Åke for, I mean, the Arrigo Tour. It's kind of built to perfection on what it could be right now.
Yeah. So you had it for one season in 2020.
Yep.
What was the first changes that you did for the Arrigo Tour?
Well, last year was, you know, we got hit hard with the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
And so one pretty severe change was I had to keep it under 50 players, but I wanted to have more players because I know like some of these courses can get packed up. And so I did two pools, and we were running four rounds a day, and so eight rounds a week on some weekends. It was wow. Pretty rough.
I can understand that. How is that? Are you alone in this tournament director thing? Or...
Yeah, last year I was, and my buddy from Fallen here, he helped me out. You know, we were just driving there, camping out on the course, and setting it up. I just didn't want the disc golf season not to happen. I mean, it almost seemed like it was, you know, going to get canceled, the whole thing. And then like last minute, you know, 12 days before the first event, they were like, yeah, sure. Yeah. You could, we can go ahead with the Arrigo Tour.
That's great to have the tour going on. But, yeah. What did you think when all these COVID restrictions came to you, and how does it affect the tour and the planning of the tour? Was every event played?
Yeah, every event was played except for Don Hoon, just because the course wasn't ready. So we actually took that day and we switched it to Mockfjord, which was actually perfect because everybody was in Fallen anyway. But for the restrictions, yeah, I mean, we had to keep the... you know, maximum four people at a basket if they're putting, warming up, you know, give each other space, you know, on the core while warming up your drives and on the course.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong now, but is it true that you played like two events in one weekend, right?
Yeah.
I think that some weekends there was two events, right?
Yeah, I try to plan it like that. I mean, just to have maybe five or six weekends during the summer. Now I'm not taking up a whole bunch of weekends.
Nice. Do you have some questions, Nicky?
What's the most difficult thing with being a TD for a tour?
Probably the most obvious answer is trying to please everybody.
Yeah, I can see that. That's I think that's never going to happen for anyone, actually.
Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, if you can get 98% of them, that's a good number.
Yeah.
Everything above 90, I would say, is okay.
Yeah.
What's your keys to success with the tour?
Just don't try to go too big. Like I wanted to go bigger this year, and I don't think that's the way to go. If it becomes bigger in like while I have the tour, sure, I'll handle it. But right now, I think if we keep it nice and small, And just let it kind of run itself almost.
Yeah. So all you have to do right now is just host the, is it Ching now, right?
Yeah, I'm doing it on Ching.
So that thing and all the sponsors and the courses, right?
Yep, and there's the TD reports and stuff like that, but that's kind of fun for me.
So you're the tour director and the tournament director for each event, or do you have different tournament directors?
No, I'm just I didn't see the need, because if I was doing everything anyway, like I was sanctioning the events. I mean, I was just kind of just, you know, finish it off anyway.
Yeah. So with this all these things to do, are you able to play in these events yourself?
Oh yeah, I mean there's C tier, so I can play as the PGA rule allows me to. But I don't know if I'm going to play this year. I mean, I might play a couple just because I really like the courses, but I don't think I'm going to play all of them.
Okay.
And I might, I mean, it depends if I have another guy there or someone else to help me out.
Yeah. But you were planning on doing a B tier this year. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be able to play if it was a B tier?
I would, but I would need an assistant tournament director with me.
Okay. I understand. So no B-tier this year, but maybe in the future, right?
I would love to.
Perfect.
I would love to. But there's so many new disc golf competitions just popping up. I mean,
yeah,
all over the place. It's kind of, we're all fighting with each other. I feel like we all need to get with each other. All the tournament directors need to get with each other and set up a good schedule for the season, you know, each year.
Yeah, I think, sure, the more the merrier, but the more tournament directors, the higher the communication and such are, mm-hmm. It's more important.
Yeah, we could have, like, I mean, Sweden's very big, so we could have at least, you know, two or three events going on at almost every weekend, unless the local events, and then the big ones plan out in between them.
Yeah,
and in between the NTs and the SMs and stuff.
Do you think the A tiers should just go and pick their dates first, and then the eventual B tiers, and then the locals?
Yeah, I think the national tours and the SMs. I mean, they're the top tier in Sweden, so okay, they should, you know, let's all wait till they come out, see what weekends are free, and then, I mean, instead of just kind of scrambling and grabbing weekends, I think we should all. You know, especially like me and Alke, we kind of live near each other. He lives in Hofors or Sandviken.
Yeah.
And I live in Falun, so I mean, we run into each other a lot. And it's just good to have communication with us, because he's running his Mellan Svenska on a Saturday in Gävle, and I'm running the Riga Tour on the Sunday right after. So it's actually, it works out perfect like that.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of an overlap there, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Söderhamn and Falun and Gävle.
Yep.
Nice.
And Malkfjord and Vika. I mean, we're all kind of playing the same courses.
Okay.
I think communication is the key to everything. And I mean, the national tours are set when the Euro Tour dates are set.
Yeah.
Just because we know that we have top players in Sweden that wants to go on the Euro Tour.
Yeah, of course.
Push them to, right?
Yeah, of course. And then when the national tour dates are set, they were set this December 1st, I think, or last mm-hmm. November. Those dates were out. After that, it's okay for regional tours and...
Well, it is okay before that, but I think for the Swedish disc golfers, it's the best to just wait.
Yeah,
the local tours.
Yeah,
and the local events.
Exactly.
Perfect. But what's new for the Origo Tour this year, 2021?
I doubled the pay. I doubled the entry fee. I want to give some players some cash. I mean, I want to give you. You know, I don't want you gonna walk away with, you know, just your kind of your money back. I want you to, you know, like play and feel like you earned something and feel good about leaving. I mean, even if you don't do play well, I want you to feel good that you're leaving. I mean, we have Disc Express, always a bunch of guys, great, you know, group. And they're going to be a vendor at most of the Auriga tours. And then Prodigy is going to be the main sponsor. What else? Oh, yeah, Power Balance is also in there. We're also getting the biggest thing is the media coverage.
Wow.
That we're getting. And Googish Productions is filming all the events, lead card and feature card and lead card.
So two rounds per event?
Yep. Just to get some, you know, Swedish disc golf on the map.
Yeah. And that's a big thing I can see, because, you know, in the southern Sweden, we have DGTV Play and Googish as well, and earlier yep. Highland Production, I think. And yep. They are covering most of the events in the middle of southern Sweden, I think. And it's fun to look at. And I appreciate the step that you and Googish are taking with the coverage of the Auriga Tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. I mean, they got Rickard Varen was super excited about it.
Yeah.
And he's working so hard.
I hope there will be some coverage for the events up in the north for us too.
Yeah.
Both to play and to look at it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to play one and get on a lead card, try to at least.
Yeah.
Where are we at, Tommy?
Well, what do you think you need to improve from the previous year to make it a blast for 2021?
Maybe a little more time. I mean, I kind of went there. Some events I was go there the morning of, set up, and it's just like not enough time to like really set it up how I want it to. I mean, some events went really well, how I wanted it set up. Like, Altoona has like a big field, so I put the tent out and all the flags like ripping on the practice field. All the practice baskets were nicely spaced out. Plus you have some other baskets there.
Yeah.
But this year I'm going to be there a day earlier, you know, kind of walk through the course, obviously play it and see what needs to you know, if there's anything that needs to be fixed or whatever it is. I'm sure that all the clubs have it, you know, will have their courses up to par by the time, you know, the snow melts away again.
Yeah, but you set the dates for all the tour.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you want to walk us through the tour?
Yeah.
The dates and places?
We're going to start off in Gävle on... Let me just get to here really fast. We're going to start off in Gävle on May 2nd.
We'll see you there.
Awesome. And then we are just going to head west a little bit 1 week later. Actually, I have to open up the registration of that tomorrow or today. I think it's tomorrow. For Hofors, we're going to have a little CT there. That's always a fun course.
Yeah, it's a really nice course. Like it.
Yeah, they did a lot of good work there. Then we're going to move a little more east. West, and go to Vika on. Well, actually, that's 1 week later. May is going to be a pretty busy month.
Should be named the Alex course, in my opinion.
I've had a lot of luck there. Then we're going to go to Borlänge two weeks after that. Oh no, I'm sorry. Before after Vika is Osbu. That's a 1 week after Vika, and then the 2 weeks after that we're going to be in Borlänge. Then we're going to head up north to Mura, and then we're going to kind of come back down to Mockfjord, and that's the start of July. And then we're going to finish with the big three up top: Edsbyn, Bolnes, and Söderhamn. And the tour should be wrapped up by August 1st.
Well, that's a that will be a quick tour.
Yeah.
Maybe for 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months, start to finish.
That's perfect. And you told us before that you doubled the entry fees, and I saw a question about it earlier today. So all the entry fees are going back to the players in like a price.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Probably at least doubling. I mean, almost tripling the prizes for all of the classes.
That sounds nice. And I think that you, as a player, you're willing to play even better if you know that the cash is around the corner, right?
Yeah, I mean, even if I just kind of wanted to take the Auriga Tour and kind of, I made the PDGA rule that, I mean, it is a rule that you have to be a PDGA member to play in a C tier, or you have to pay a fine, or not a fine, a fee to the, you know, to the event, but to take the Rio Tour and make it a little more, you know, if you play it, you should be a PDGA member, be a proud member of our professional association.
Yeah. So about the PDGA, they're open for sanctioning this summer. We haven't heard anything else, but how is the communication with the police and not the government, what's the myndighet?
Yeah, the commune.
Yeah, the communes. Yeah.
Yep.
How's the communication going with them?
Going great. I'm actually I wanted to wait a little longer any longer than this. As soon as registration opened, and the PDGA is opening sanctions, then I could really start just talking to them. I'm going to call them. I can just call them up and, they love speaking English too, though. So it's not bad talking to the communes about it.
That's perfect.
I'm just going through all the safety. I mean, to be as safe as we can in this Corona time, and I want to put a. It's not going to be mandatory because I don't want to force anybody to do anything. But a recommended, you know, masks during the course. And, you know, if you're not throwing a disc. And if you're not, like, you know, 3-4 meters away from someone, you should be probably wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Just to be safe, you know.
Yeah, if you could do a little extra, you should. I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just tell them how we're going to be all spaced out, and, you know, and it's never going to be 50 people together in one group. I mean, we're going to be spread apart. The maximum group will be 8 if one card maybe meets up with another card.
Yeah. And then you just should understand that you keep the distance.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a backup even more than, yeah, space out. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be too hard. Our sport is very kind of localized, and we kind of keep to ourselves on the course.
That sounds perfect. Is there anything else you want to add to the tournament direction part?
No, that's about it. I mean, I think it's a lot of fun doing all the process, and like when you finally get to see the whole tour set up, and like this is like you're there even like the first day, you're like, wow, okay, all right, let's do this. We're back in the season again. It's just a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. I hope to be able to play more than one event from the Rego Tour this year, this season.
Just come on down.
I will. Nicky, would you just begin with the Alex as a player part?
Yeah. Let's talk about you as a player. You haven't played that long, but you've hit the podium every once in a while. I think there was 9 wins of 44 appearances. Which makes the win percentage about 20%. How come the fast development in your play?
Well, I started out, growing up, ripping baseballs sidearm. I mean, for my whole, probably the first 20 years of my life, I mean, anything sports, I've always been like a big sports guy and really competitive. And, I don't know. My buddies brought me out one time, and they said, we're going to go play frisbee golf. And I was like, okay, what's this thing, you know? And my buddy handed me a pretty stable driver and, well, you know, a nice wide rim. And I just felt it. And I mean, my buddies were holding it like a Frisbee, like a backhand. And I held it like forehand. Like, I mean, that just was my first thought to hold it forehand. And I just whipped this down the, right at Osbu, just ripped it down the practice field. And it went probably, 90 or 100 meters. And I was like, I looked them over at my friend. I go, this is going to be fun. You know? So then, like, I just started, started finding the right discs. And I got to shout out Robin Vittleman. I mean, he kind of was like, oh, hey, dude, you should definitely bag this, this, and this, and this. I mean, I listened to him, and they made me I think my first purchase was a Lucid Defender, a Lucid Felon, and a Lucid Justice. So I was going overstable.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're listening to the other episodes of the podcast, but Robin is having a ton of airspace in this podcast.
Too much.
Getting shout out all the time.
Yeah. His name is brought up in like every episode, and I'm getting sick of it.
Did I mean Robin? I meant Pontus Vilman. That's right.
Yeah, that's more right.
Yeah. You recently left the Prodigy Street team and now playing with an open bag. What's your take on playing with an open bag and such disc have you been switching out?
Well, since 2017, since my professional career, I've like really only thrown Prodigy discs. And I mean, obviously, nine wins out of 44. I mean, that's pretty good. I've never really competed with any other plastic or like, you know, really company. So I just wanted to kind of try and feel some new discs and maybe see what I'm missing. And if I'm maybe not missing anything, my Prodigy bag is right here, ready to go whenever I need it.
Yeah. So you have the alternative to just grab the good plastic again.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to try some of the new discs that came out with like Discmania and Innova and, you know, some Discraft stuff. Yeah. And some Latitude stuff. And but yeah, discs are so hard to get right now because everything's sold out because of COVID.
Yeah, I saw something about an Ace with a P2 and a Zone too, right?
Oh yeah,
in 1 week.
And I hit one the day later with a Firebird. I mean, this last week was just a really good week for me in disc golf. Yeah.
Looking good for the 2021 season.
Yeah. Just racking up the aces.
Yeah, speaking of aces, how many do you have?
I have 32 in through, well, this is my fourth year, so yeah, the start of my fourth year.
It's getting provoking.
So like you know, 10 a season or 10 a year I'm averaging right now.
Yeah, that's I can do that.
Last year was pretty funny. I almost hit an ace a month for the whole year. I missed December.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I was on track. I was like, I can't believe this.
How many aces do you have in competition or in tournaments?
Three or four? Yeah. Three.
Which courses?
Yeah. Altoona, Domrengen, and Osbu.
Okay.
Which hole on Osbu?
Hole 10. The one after the par 5.
Yeah.
That's a sky hyzer hole. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. I play that now because there's no leaves on the trees, but in the summer it was very thick with leaves, so I went hyzer flip with a P model S base grip and just laid it in the basket.
Wow, I
just
wish I could
like
do
that
too.
Yeah, just it's hit so softly.
Are you planning to play any other events but the Origo Tour this year? Any NTs or?
I haven't looked at the NTs yet. I mean, with the kid, with my son, it's I want to stay close at least. It's hard to bring him, and my wife is working.
Yeah.
So it's hard to travel right now, but I really want to play Åke's Mellan Svenska, some of those, because he has an MA1 class. So just get play some local courses. It's always good for a rating.
Yeah.
If I play well, obviously. And I know Eric Melgren does the disc golf or the DG events, and he swings through Fallen and Diablis through the summer. So probably get one of those in.
Yeah.
And, that sounds nice.
And I don't know if the guy we shouldn't talk about is having his tour anymore, or this year again, the Vilmin tour.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
But if he has those, I'll obviously go and support.
Yeah.
Robin, go to play his events.
I think everyone should. Last year was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some questions from some listeners.
Oh, nice.
And this one, the first one, is from a secret admirer. Why are you changing your bag all the time? It's time to set the bag.
I just love all discs. I mean, I love them all. And some days I'm like, man, should I go Heiser Flip today? Or should I go... Like, should I throw Nico LaCastro would throw and just go stable bag? And so I have a lot of discs, and I like to swap them out. They stay newer longer. You swap them out.
Because we played together once, I think, was it last year?
Yeah, we saw each other at the SM 2 years ago.
Yeah, and then you played like most neutral discs. You throw many M3s and X3s.
Yep.
And like Birnin A2s.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely can throw all types of discs.
Yeah, I mean, I just like playing with the different lines. And what was I going to say? Last year, when I probably right before I saw you, I was doing some practice on a practice field. And I was just throwing straight at a basket. I probably threw, I had my whole collection of, everything I can throw. And I probably threw about 2,000 shots just straight at a basket. So I got like really comfortable with that type of shot. So if I see a basket, I'm just throwing something right at it.
That's a great throw to have in the bag.
Yeah, it's like it's the hardest shot too. A lot of people say.
Yeah, I agree. I do.
So if I just throw it straight at the basket, if I need to put the hyzer on it, sure, just throw it straight at it, though.
Yeah. So you're having an ace every month, so you could actually do one in the bag for each day.
Yeah, almost.
That would be hilarious.
What's your longest ace?
My longest ace is my first ace, actually. 108 meters forehand, hole 7 in Don Hoon.
Is it the downhill shot?
It's the one you throw from the hill, then you throw to the other hill.
Yeah, I know that hole. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty sweet ace.
Yeah. Should we say the names with English accent or Swedish?
He knows the name Martin Gustafsson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know Mert. I know Mert.
Yeah.
Mert.
If we are in what did we say? Split lead.
Tied. Yeah.
Tied for first in a competition, and we are on the last hole. Both are for have their lives for birdie. Could you let me win?
Martin, I said this last week to you. No, I'm not laying up, dude. I'm cashing that putt.
Which event have been the most fun to play on?
The SM was really fun. It was a lot of, just a great learning experience, and to see everybody there and to see the top pros in Sweden play is always a bonus. The Auriga Tour is always fun to play. Play in all my favorite courses around me. The DG event last year was really fun. My buddy was like, hey, there's a event going on at Osbu today. I was like, what? Or tomorrow. I was like, what? I was like, let me check this out. And then, yeah, I shot, I think, minus 6 or 7, and I got the win. But that was really fun. Just like a spontaneous event, and then I won it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Just a spontaneous win. Just like that.
it was home course advantage. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Mert also wants to know your goals for the 2021 season.
Improve that rating. Get over 980, 85. Try to get up there, 990 even.
And what would it take to do that?
Putting every day.
Yeah.
Is putting your weakest part of the game?
No, I actually think it's my strongest, one of my strongest parts of my game. My forehand is probably my strongest, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I come from that. But I feel like putting is a very strong part of my game. I see myself miss all the time. But to a lot of other people, they say I'm a great putter, and that feels good, and it's good confidence to hear that. And then when I get back to the practice basket, it feels good, catching putts.
Yeah, because that's the picture I have of you too, because I don't think I have seen you missed any moderate putts ever.
Mm-hmm. I really like putting. It's fun, it's challenging, and when you get one of those, 14, 15 meter putts that really mean something to sink, it just feels so good.
Yeah. Are you going to play any events outside of Sweden any time?
If I ever go visit my parents, I always will play an event in South Carolina or near there. And Rock Hill is right in South Carolina. So I would love to go play any tournament there or any tournament in the States.
Yeah. If you could recommend a course for a beginner, which one would you choose?
Oh man, Hoofors. No problem. No questions asked. Go to Hoofors.
I think that course has everything.
Yeah, they do. They have the beginner tees, they have the advanced or the white and black tees, and they have every shot that you could imagine you need.
I think it's almost like a dark horse course.
It is. It absolutely is. It's like it's just a little hidden gem.
Yeah. Hoofors. And then Martin will also want you to recommend a course for a pro and open player. Which course would you see the best players in the world play on?
In Sweden.
Yeah, take Sweden. You can't pick Järva.
Yeah, I can't pick Järva, of course. I can't pick that one. I can't pick Ole either, right? Because it's nope. That one might be going away. I would probably have to pick Rudun. Rudun is a really nice, big course. That's a bomber course. And, Altoona. I love Altoona.
Yeah, Altoona's nice.
I haven't played it, but Skellefteå, right up there?
She left you.
Oh. Oh, there's that accent.
Yeah, it's a really fun joke about a hockey player that played in Björklöven from Umeå. Mm-hmm. There's a rivalry, probably the Sweden's ugliest. And it was a player who was wondering where she left you was and who would name a city like that. But later he understand. Yeah, the terminal.
Terminal. The terminal, exactly. Yeah.
It's a great course. It's a fun experience every time, and it's also a terrifying experience when you get to play there.
Of course.
I know people have left happy. It's happened. Yeah, it has happened. Martin also wants to know how to get a good forehand as you.
I mean, we're getting up there in age now.
Play baseball?
Go play baseball. I mean, go get a time machine. Play baseball for your entire childhood. No. Yeah, I guess it's the way that, I mean, I was just brought up and conditioned to throw a baseball, you know, and a football.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of practice with the forehand. I mean, you could definitely get Martin. I know he has a forehand. He doesn't say he does, but I know he could get a driver at least 90 meters, you know, with a flick. If he just put some body movement, like some body rotation in that, and a little more snap on the hand, he'll be looking good.
Yeah. Jonas Moberg is asking, is it hard or easy to take? I think it's in a situation as a TD, if there's a twist about maybe a disc is OB or not. Is it hard to be fair?
No, it's not hard. I mean, at the end of the day, I got to look at it completely objectively. I got to look at you like you are the disc.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't look at you like you're, you know, Tommy. I got to look at you like you're that M3 that's just too far out of bounds. And I got to call you out.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it all depends on the situation.
Yeah, and I don't think it's... as a player, you shouldn't get like angry or upset if your disc is OB or anything like that, because
no.
The rules are there to make the play just flow on.
They're fair for everybody. The OB is that the OB was there for, you know, if it's a full event, you know, it's there for 71 other players.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's all the listener questions. I don't really think I don't think I have any questions. Do you have any, Tommy?
No, I don't think so. I was pushing for the first feature card, but you wouldn't let me, so we're leaving it.
I have some names that I have some guys that I think would be a great feature card. But yeah, I can't spoil that yet until registration is closed.
Of course. That sounds perfect. Alex, if any people want to follow you on like Instagram or Facebook or something, what's your name on social media?
It is just Alexander Jackson on Facebook, and Instagram is AJAX91187.
Your PDJ number, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect. Do you have any words that you want to finish this episode up with?
I just want to thank you guys for having me on. Thanks, Tommy. And I mean, thanks, guys, for starting this podcast. It's been awesome to listen to, even if I have to have my girlfriend translate every word.
How is your Swedish?
It's just bra.
Yeah. Do you understand it?
I mean, almost everything.
Yeah.
It's every day. I'm just like, oh, I know what he says. I know what he said. You know? Yeah. And my Sambo will be like, what? What did he say? And it'll be the exact thing he did. But I just don't know exactly where to put all those little things. And I mean, a lot of people in Sweden, like my friends, they speak slang Swedish, you know? So it's a little hard to keep up with that too.
And Swedish is a hard language to learn.
Yeah.
As well. So, but that sounds great, Alex. And actually, it's one thing I want to talk to you about. Last year, you told us you're going to practice your Swedish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all the street team members starting to write in Swedish to you. And then we just, you answered, guys, come on.
I know.
And then you just gave up. I think it was funny at the moment.
It's so hard going back, switching back and forth between a translator and text, you know, copy and pasting all those.
Are you learning, Leo, both English and Swedish?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. I mean, Sophia is on him with the Swedish and I'm on him with the English. I mean, she'll say like, oh yeah, good job, or like dukti dukti, and I'll be like, oh yeah, good job, buddy. You know, so he knows, you know, dukti, good job, or you know, nay, you know, no. But
that's perfect.
There's always a translation of the word. It's gonna take him some time to start speaking. You know, we're throwing so much at him.
Yeah, and then does it go to preschool?
Yeah, he's actually just got into kindergarten. Fully integrated now. He's going 25 hours a week.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's really fun. Right. I mean, he's loving it. He's like almost sad now when we pick him up.
Yeah. The same story for every parent.
Yeah, it hurts a little inside.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Hey.
Have a nice night, and thank you for having you on.
Yeah, thank you guys, and it's been awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it again sometime.
Of course. Absolutely.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Så där då. Då är vi tillbaka på svenska.
På svenska. Jag känner att den amerikanska accenten har satt sig lite på mitt språk här.
Fan,
ja, det var trevligt.
Det var jättetrevligt, tycker jag. Kul att höra, jag menar, bara liksom, jag menar, syn från en TDs perspektiv. Och jag blev mest imponerad att han faktiskt råddar hela touren själv och inte har en specifik TD. Jag vet inte om hur många som jobbar så som faktiskt spelar själv också.
Nej, det är ju, ja, det finns ju såklart. Vi har ju själv TD:at och spelat våra egna hittepågrejer, men inte så där stort som han gör. Men det är väl han, och sen Melgren är ju, och sen är det klart, det finns ju flera. Key har ju spelat och även TD:at.
Ja, i och för sig.
Och sådär, så att det finns ju ett gäng, men det är klart att det blir mycket att ha i huvudet samtidigt som man ska spela och prestera. Så att det är nog inte helt enkelt, tänker jag.
Nej, jag kan tänka mig det. Och sen bara, nej, men, en trevligt gött snack och kul för oss att få göra en debut på engelska, även om det kanske var lite knackigt.
Ja, men det var otroligt avslappnat. Han kändes sjukt avslappnad faktiskt.
Ja, verkligen.
Så det var gött.
Det är han. Kul att ha gjort det här, tycker jag. Det var någonting jag skulle säga.
Vi ska inte satsa internationellt.
Det ska vi inte göra.
Faktiskt. Inte då i alla fall så här direkt på. Då måste vi prata mer engelska med varandra först, tror jag, innan vi kan spela in igen.
Det är korrekt.
På engelska.
Jag tänkte, det var det jag skulle säga, var att det känns som att det här är en grej vi kanske ska börja med. Alltså just ha med flera tournament och tour directors, bara för att, ja, men faktiskt lyfta det jobb de gör, för att det behövs fler. Och precis som Alex också var inne på i avsnittet, att det behövs en bättre kommunikation emellan för att kunna, ja, men, dels överlappa, men också kanske, ja, men, sy ihop torerna som faktiskt överlappar varandra geografiskt sett.
Mm.
Som han var inne på, att han och Åke hade en väldigt tät kommunikation just för mellansvenska discgolftoren och Origo-toren. Så jag tror att det behövs på fler ställen också.
Ja, ja, definitivt. Definitivt.
Så jag tycker att vi ska kika efter fler tour directors.
Ja, men Melgren
kommer inte undan.
Melgren är ju, han är ju signad redan. Vi har bara inte satt ett datum för honom än.
Bra. Då vet vi vad vi har att vänta.
Så att han är ju med, och han, jag tycker Melgren har så rolig humor också. Faktiskt. Men det är en annan sak.
Jag kommer bara stå och skratta den istället.
Ja.
Nej, det blir roligt. Men det kommer framöver. Som sagt, jättekul.
Precis. Ja, men vi ska väl inte tomköta så mycket mer.
Tycker inte det.
Utan vi säger tack och adjö, trevlig helg.
Trevlig helg.
Och kasta inte kedja ut.
Kasta inte kedja ut.
Hej då.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.